Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation we have for you today. I want to get into the extreme vetting that Trump's done. Is it constitutional? Is it legal? Can he do it? Can he not? I'll get into that because that's been kind of something that's been being thrown around. Also, I want to get into, this is amazing, something Piers Morgan said about the left's loss and Trump's win. I mean, this is what he said on Fox is just, he hit the nail on the head. I'm going to get into that. Also, there have been a slew of civil lawsuits in regards to Twitter and Facebook because of, you know, there's a lot of platforms that have been used like that to get people to be radicalized into, you know, to plan stuff, and they're suing, saying, hey, well, this attack and these people wouldn't have died if it wasn't for, you guessed it, Facebook. I'm going to get into that. Also, Macy's is getting into a huge fight because there are tons of pressure for them to drop Ivanka Trump's fashion line after Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus stop selling our merchandise, and I want to get into that. I want to give a shout out to and thoughts and prayers out to all those in Alabama and Louisiana who are suffering from massive losses and death from the tornadoes that happened today. I want to get into that. And there's so much more I want to talk about. So welcome to the program that I hope you feel a part of. Jeremiah 31:3. Long ago, the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself. Think about that kind of as you're going through your day to day. Kind of, you know, it's close to Valentine's Day. It's close to that one day a year where you're supposed to tell your wife you love her. You got to buy her chocolates and flowers or something because it's the only day you can tell her you love her. No, it's not. Do it all the time. You know, Valentine's Day is just the day. It's like the Super Bowl for me because it's the day where we can do a little bit more than normal. But I tell my wife tells me all the time that we love each other and get each other flowers and cards and whatever, you know, chocolates and whatever. We just do it all the time. And that's, I love that verse because, you know, just like God loves us unconditionally, we need to love each other unconditionally. So kind of think about that as you're going through evening today. And what a Super Bowl. I didn't watch it, but so I didn't realize that they never had a overtime. And I guess now there's photos that on the and video that on the very last play that should be reviewable, the player that scored the touchdown, his knee was down before he was even in the end zone and all this, and there's all this controversy, but it's not going to matter, you know. You guessed it, you know. The New England Patriots won. I have a problem with them winning as much as they do because, and I've said this before in the program, if what they've done in the past, if they were a college university, they would be fined. They would be suspended from bowl eligibility. They won't be able to play bowl games. They would have all these wins that they had stripped from them. They'd have the bowl games that they won them. They'd have them stripped from them. That's why I truly, honestly believe Pete Carroll went to the NFL. He's like, well, I had an ineligible player and I had some things. He had to give up his Heisman Trophy. You know, we had to forfeit the national championships, all these wins, all this stuff. But look at what Bill Belichick did. They didn't do anything. Okay, here's a little fine. It's like the pharmaceutical companies. Well, yeah, we're gonna jam this medication through because we'll make $8 billion on this medication, and if we have a lawsuit, okay, $2 billion. It's the cost of doing business, you know. We'll still make $7 or $8 billion. So $2 billion is nothing. We're still making $6 billion or $4 billion, whatever, you know. And that's what he did. He jumped into the NFL when they basically did not. When people beyond, because it was not just Colin Kaepernick, there were other players that did not stand up for the national anthem. They kneeled. When they didn't do anything about it and they just kind of like candy coated it, like, yep, whatever, we support them. I'm like, no, I'm done. Enough's enough. I'm done. If they're going to have people that kneel during the national anthem and they're not going to do anything about it and disrespect the country that they live in, I want to see you try to do that in the English Premier League. Wouldn't happen. But, you know, that's why I'm like, okay, that's why I don't care about it. You know, when nothing was done, when basically the Patriots were cheating, it's a slap on the wrist. And then they didn't do other stuff, and when people were disrespecting the national anthem, they didn't do anything. They just let it go. And now there's all this, because like Lady Gaga did her halftime show, and I watched it because I had to for the program and stuff. And there's all this stuff that like, well, oh, it was going to be anti-Trump and anti-this and anti-that. And I'm like, and if you listen to my conversation, what I told you was, supposedly, someone said that the NFL told Lady Gaga to tone down her political message. And the NFL said, no, we never told her this. She can be as political as she wants to be, not that she will. I mean, will she be political? Maybe, maybe not. But they never said, okay, tone down your political message, if there is one. And supposedly what a lot of people say is, okay, she was up on the very, very, because I guess like the top when she comes down, that was all pre-taped is what I've heard. But when she was up top and they had all the stars and she sang a portion of God Bless America, a lot of people, that was her referencing, yeah, we're up here, I'm up with God. Now when I go down, I'm going into the depths of hell is what a lot of people, there's a whole thing about what it really meant and all this stuff. Because from what I'm understanding, she didn't believe in God. So I don't know. I don't like her. I don't think she, I mean, with all the technology they have, they can't make her sound any better than that, really. I mean, just me. But anyways, I guess they had a lot of people watch it. Because normally you hear about all these commercials that are supposed to happen. I don't know. To me, I'm one of those people like, I'm really going to use Mr. Clean just because they do a commercial, or Snickers. I'm going to buy one just because they spend like $5 million on a commercial. I want to watch them to, okay, what is this? I've never heard of this company. Who are they? What is it? Something new. But enough about that. I'm going to get into, because the big thing is this ban. And these wonderful, that you want to ban, you're banning Muslims. Yeah, what is he banning, like 5 countries or 6 countries? If you want to ban Muslims, you're going to be banning how many nations, like 40 countries? It's not a Muslim ban. This is just areas that are highly known to have extremists, people that want gays dead. Oh, yeah. Women dead. Let me see here. There's the LGBT community is like marching in support of these people coming here when they don't like you, when they hate you. That makes a lot of sense. But if you go to section 212F of the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1952, it says that the president has the legal right to refuse entry to any group or groups of people or nation of people that they deem a threat to the American population. That has never been successfully fought. They've never taken it to court, and there's no precedence that, okay, if you go back to the court case of 1973, you know, where that defense was overturned by this. No, it's never been overturned. That section 212F of the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1952 has stood the test of time. It's never been defeated. Get over it. Okay? I don't understand. You know, it's funny how all these people are pissing and moaning about Trump banning something, but where were they pissing and moaning when Obama was banning Cubans and banning people? Every president's banned somebody at some time, and no one's had a hair up their butt. Now, all of a sudden, George Soros has got money, and he's pissed because he spent billions and he lost, so here we go. And it's easy because you have these people that don't know anything. They're just like, they're like mindless drones doing whatever, holding up their hands in whatever position everyone else is doing. They're saying whatever anyone else is saying. They don't know what it means.
They have to be being paid.
Yeah, they have to be being paid, but they have no idea what they're saying. You sit there and you pull some of those people aside. They don't know what day it is. They're clueless. It's scary. It's freaking scary. Companies like Twitter and Facebook are now getting hit with a slew of civil lawsuits because in the past and even now, because they're alleging, okay, well, this ISIS attack happened and it was aided by a Facebook page. You know, what did they do? And I think it was Egypt, one of the countries in Africa, they shut down the Facebook and the internet so that the people couldn't use it to communicate and try to rally together against the dictator, whoever was leading their country. Here they allow it to go on. They allow these anti-American, like terrorism type group things and Facebook and Twitter and stuff to be up there, and then people die, and now there's civil lawsuits over it. It's ridiculous. It's about as ridiculous as these people that we need to have Muslim refugees here. We need to have them here. Well, will you house them? Well, I live with a Trump supporter, so no, I can't. I live alone and I just don't really know. You know, I mean, all I have is a couch and I just don't really. What do you mean? These people are safe. You know, you have no problem having. What's the difference if they're in your home or they're here in this nation? If they're safe, they're safe. If they're safe enough to be in this country, then they should be safe enough to be in your house. That's not what I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say, folks. But, hey, I mean, some of them are like, yeah, I'm willing to give me my email, and I'm willing to help out in some way. You know, I just couldn't house, none of them could house any of them, but, you know, hey, they want them in here, but they don't want to help them out. Isn't that just like a leftist, that they'll tell you one thing and then they'll say something else? I got to get into this because this is hilarious. I actually heard, for the first, it's been a while, but I can't believe I heard that Hillary, that like, you know, you like Barack Obama, when he said something about, when he actually told the truth for once, when he said back in 2008 that he goes, Hillary Clinton will say anything she has to get elected. And I'm like, wow, he actually, truth bomb. Well, Nancy Pelosi said something today that was kind of like a truth bomb. She's talking about how, like, she will not be able to work with the Bush administration, and they're just not going to do anything that's going to be productive for us to be able to work with them. I'm like, well, of course you can't work with them. It's the Trump administration. Trump's in the White House, not Bush. So, hey, she was honest. Go figure. That's just hilarious. But, I mean, but I'm going to get into this It was on Tucker Carlson's show. Piers Morgan came on there, and man, was he dead on. He goes, this is, you know, about Trump's win and the left's loss. He was talking about how when, yeah, a lot of people think Obama's the greatest president and great this and great that, but what they said is this. So over 70% of this country believed the country was going in the wrong direction. And Trump was seen as being different to that. Hillary Clinton was a horrible candidate. She was horrible. She was seen as 4 more years of the country going in the wrong direction. Nothing changing. Who's going to vote for someone like that when you have... How is someone going to win when 70% of the nation feels like we're going in the wrong direction? How do you win? You don't. You know, and this whiny crybaby bullcrap isn't going to solve anything. Okay, we're just going to sit there and we're just going to like bombard. We're going to make Trump's life a living hell. We're going to sit there and we're going to throw a lawsuit against everything he does, no matter what. You know, if he does a press conference, you know, if he does a press briefing, we're going to file a lawsuit against the press. We're just going to make his life a living hell. No. You try to do it again in 4 years. Make yourself look, because all you're doing is making yourself look like jackasses. That's all you're really doing. And guess what? It's just making us stronger. The people that are like, no, I stand with America. And I'm like I've said in the past on this program, what did they have signs of? I'm with her. I'm with Hillary Clinton. Well, I stand with America. It just so happens that the guy who I want to have run the country is Donald Trump. You know, I'm going to chant USA. I'm not going to be like those mindless drones that like Obama, Obama. No, I'm going to chant USA, USA, because it's about America. You know, Trump may be president, but Jesus Christ is king. It wasn't about Trump. It was about America and bringing us back as a nation and bringing us together. You notice how all the crap that's going on in this nation is not from the right, it's from the left. They can't, you know, and they're the ones that are like, well, we need to get Trump out of here because we're going to have turmoil in this country. There's going to be vandalism and all this crap. And who's causing all this crap that you are trying to get Trump out of because you say he's going to cause it? You guys are. I mean, was I happy when, was I jumping up and down when Obama won? No. But I sat there, I'm like, okay, let's see what he does. Let's see. Well, you won't believe this, but if you read the national paper of Kenya, they are praising their native-born son. Native-born, wait a minute, he was born in Hawaii. What do you mean, native-born son? Okay, the First Amendment guarantees you the right to free speech, not the right to burn buildings and tear up stuff and destroy property. If you keep someone from trying to get a plane for a meeting, to catch a plane, or you're blocking traffic to keep people from going to work, that's not the First Amendment. You're a criminal when you break a window or you set something on fire. The First Amendment doesn't protect criminals or criminal acts. You can stand out there and protest all you want when you should be working. But because because one of my friends put this, oh yeah, there's like 8 people at this pro-Trump rally. And I'm like, yeah, they're all working. That's why there's only 8 people. And the 8 people that are there probably took their vacation time to do it. You know, finally, when Iran is violating UN rules, guess what? Trump is standing up and saying, hey, you keep this up. You know, when Obama doesn't run the country anymore, we're not your brother anymore. We're going to fight back. You know, like I said in the post, because we had a healthy discussion. We didn't sit there and argue, but we had differences. And it was, you know, I'm like, well, this guy was for against vetting, and I'm for, like, you know, this ban and all this. I'm like, well, I said, other people have done it in the past. Well, yeah, that's because of war, this or that, and attacks on U.S. or whatever, and that's why they, and I said, gee, isn't it nice to have a president that's trying to do something before it happens? See, I want to have 9/11 stopped before the towers come down. Not, okay, now what do we do? You know, it's like that movie, one of my favorite movies, Die Hard, you know. We blow the roof, the FBI will be sifting through the rubble. By the time they figure out what went wrong, we'll be on the beach earning 20%. I want to have a president that's proactive. How can we make sure that this country is safe now? How can we stop something from happening now? Not waiting, okay, what did we do wrong? Because there were 400 Americans killed in the bombing in the United States. You know, he's trying to proactively stop something before it happens, not wait till after the fact. What's wrong with that? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe whatever. No, I'm not. That's what I don't get. And I'm sorry if there are some legitimate people that should be here that can't get here because of the ban. I remember because of September 11th, there were some people that tried to make it to the Shannon Hoon vigil, and they couldn't because they couldn't get the visas and stuff. And by the time they finally did, they came there, and this girl told me, she goes, because I used to go to the Shannon Hoon vigil when they had it all the time. And she's like, well, you know what? I understand why there was a ban. It's not like I'm mad, like I couldn't. I understand why they did it. I hope my country would do the same thing to protect me, just like your president and your country did to protect you. I just don't understand why all of a sudden this is like, I mean, every president's done it, and all of a sudden Trump doesn't. But then it's, I believe a lot of the main people that are protesting are paid protesters. Macy's is facing huge, huge pressure to drop Ivanka Trump's fashion line because Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus did. And I was told it just wasn't selling that well. But I was understanding that her stuff's not that expensive. It's reasonably priced stuff, if I remember correctly. Because I know if you go to like Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, a lot of those places, I can't imagine paying like $200 for a pair of jeans. Sorry, I don't get it. I mean, if I can sit there and like jump into the lake with those pants on and then and like jump out and hit a button and psh, okay, they're completely dry, then okay, then maybe, but still, I'll just deal with wet pants if I jump into the lake. You know, what the heck? $200? It's just ridiculous. You know, and if Macy's is actually not, if it's not selling that well, then I can understand, okay, hey, you know, we're not selling as much. We're going to cut back or get rid of the line, okay? But if they're selling well or whatever, it's like they're trying to, okay, I don't get this. Well, we got to sit there and like, we gotta trash somebody, you know, because he's president. You know, we need to make sure that, you know, that no store sells her clothing line. I mean, that's really, I mean, that shows how American you are. You know, since Trump's president, we need to trash this country. You know, God forbid, we want to sit there and try to make it great. We want to make this. I mean, the only people that have the complaint that this country's not getting better are the people that are afraid that Trump's going to make it worse when they're the ones that are making it worse. The left is not the one that's like sitting there going, oh, this, yeah, well, let's see, and hopefully this country gets better. Hopefully Trump turns this country around. No, they're trashing buildings, burning buildings. We need to find anybody that sells anything that's made by Trump or Ivanka or anybody, and we need to make sure that they stop selling it. And but God forbid, if you tried to do that, if one of Michelle Obama's kids had a clothing line and you tried to get a store to stop selling it because he became president, Lord help you. You'd never hear the end of it. I don't know if you remember this. It was Trump wasn't president. I mean, go figure. But Hampshire College and Amherst, New Hampshire, in that area, for a while in November, they stopped flying the American flag and put up the UN flag. And that was before Trump, mind you. Can't blame him. Now they fly the American flag, and because they had so much, I mean, they had like tens of thousands of veterans writing irate that they finally caved in and went back. What does this say about our nation? It should have never. Yeah, wow, they're flying the American flag now. That should have never happened. For a place to sit there and say, okay, we're not going to fly the American flag. We're going to fly. But now you have all these atheist groups that are like, okay, well, you know, well, that thing right there, that offends me, and we're going to be filing a $500 million lawsuit if you don't take down that symbol. Then we need to find a way to take any building that if anyone goes to church, we need to find a way to take that building and turn it into like a religious area to where, you know, we're a church, and you can't, yep, you're violating my, you know, that way they can keep all that stuff up, whatever it is. You know, I'm tired of, well, this town had like this, like from the inception of this town, since they started, they've had this cross. Oh, you can't have that cross. I'm offended. I'm suing. That's one thing I've never understood, how a cross can offend you. I don't know how that can offend anybody. Because I know people that, I don't go by a play. I mean, if there was a huge Star of David, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm offended. I'm not Jewish. I'm like, so what? I'm like, okay. I'd go, who put this here and what does it mean? I'd want to know. What does it mean? What's it about? What is it? You know, I'd want to learn about it. Okay, I'm glad you believe. I'm not Jewish, but hey, that's. Nope, not these people. I'm offended by the American flag, but I want to stay in America and get all the benefits. I want to have the government give me everything for free. I hate the so don't fly the American flag because I'm offended, but I want everything for free. I'm going to have free healthcare, free education, free food, free clothing, free gas, free everything. I should never have to pay for anything, even though I hate this country. Take down that American flag. Oh, that American shirt. Get rid of that. Yeah, I'm suing you because you got a Make America Great hat. I'm suing your ass. Yes. I got a $400 million lawsuit. Yeah, the government's going to pay for it. Yeah, I got one of those, like, appointed attorneys. Yeah, so I don't get it. I want to see you go to any other country and disrespect their country and then expect to be given stuff. It's not going to happen. So they'd be like, okay, you don't want to fly the Canadian flag? Okay, there's the door. Don't let it hit you in the butt. But that's just where we live in, you know, these wonderful people that are offended by everything. I wonder if they're offended by the air they breathe. I'm choking on freedom. Help. That's what I think it is. I think they're allergic to freedom. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. All that stuff too. Yeah. Oh, wow. What a day. What a day. I'm going to get into this because this is, let me see if I can find the article. This, I want y'all to do this for me. This is something that I'm actually going to try to do. There's a dying veteran who's dying from cancer who wants letters in his final days. Now, like I say, I'll spell it because I'm bad with names, but I will try to pronounce it too at the same time. It's James Witamaki. It's JamesWiitamaki. And please send your letters to that name. JamesWiitamaki. TAMAKI. And send that to the VA Medical Center, B51-2, 4801 Veterans Drive, St. Cloud, Minnesota, 56308. And he's got, in his final days, he just wants to get a bunch of letters from people to let him, you know, and I think, you know, I've done this to people before, and some of them kind of taken back by, but I've gone up to veterans and said, welcome home, even if it's in Vietnam, you know, because a lot of them didn't get that, you know, and they die and they fight for our country so we have the freedom we have. I'm not going to candy coat it on the radio program and say I know what PTSD is like. I don't have the 1,000 yard stare. I don't know. I can't even imagine. So let's flood that place. Let's get 500 or 600 million letters. Send them out there. It's gonna mean the world. You know, they did so much for us. Oh, and I want to correct something just real quick. The zip code is 56303, not 8. It's 303. There's a correction. But I mean, he's took an ad out in the paper, and it's just because it's going viral, and it's just great that, you know, we can come together in times like this. Like there was that kid that got burned or whatever in New York, and he got so many thousands of letters and gifts and cards and stuff that he started giving them away because he goes, okay, I was expecting to maybe get like a, you know, like 20, 30 cards, not like thousands and thousands. And, you know, they would have like a mail truck just with mail for him. Okay, here's a whole mail truck that normally fills up with letters and mail and bills for a whole route. And it was just for him with gifts. And he was just overwhelmed. He goes, you know, so he started to, I'm going to give some of that away and, you know, spread the love, you know. Look at what you guys did for me, and now I want to do the same to someone else and give to other people that could use. And it's just amazing, you know, what happens when you can come together and just for the greater good of humans. We got about 26 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you all for tuning in wherever you are throughout the world. I don't know if you heard, but in Alabama and Louisiana, especially the governor, John Bel Edwards, has declared a state of emergency on tornadoes. And Trump has been on the phone with a lot of those places that have been badly affected. And it's never a good thing. I mean, we've had tornadoes come through our neighborhood and in through our city where I live. And it's just, our thoughts and prayers go out to them. And when we get some more information on what we can do to help out, I'll get that information out so we can try to help them out, you know, because, I mean, one minute you have everything and the next minute, bang. And I know where we live, you know, we've had 4 seasons in 1 week. I mean, it's been like 10 degrees dang near to like 60 with 90 mile an hour winds. Cause where I work, I'm like, it's not too bad. It's nice. I'll put my coat on. I'll wheel the grease out. Jose cleaned the fire and I'll wheel the grease out, and the grease in the container almost tipped over. It was so much wind, and I'm holding on to the thing. But yeah, I mean, if I had a kite, wow, it'd been like, it'd have blown me away. But it's just amazing, you know, that how quickly something can happen. And when you do that, you know, and when you come together, tragedies can be averted, you know, and you can help. And they're coming a long way with technology, and they're actually getting What's cool is I love watching those tornado chasers where they take like those mini domes that they put on the ground that are like in 2 inches high and they got cameras in them and they like try to get them in the path of a tornado and they're getting all kinds of data. And, you know, I still don't think they're much, they're any sooner. I mean, okay, because here's 10 instances where we had this condition. Here's 10 instances where we had this condition. In these 10 incidences, we had a tornado. In these 10 incidences, we didn't, but we had the exact same conditions. And they're trying to find why, you know, why this, why that? Why did this? Why did we have the 400 conditions here and we had 10 tornadoes in these 10 instances with these 400 conditions? We had the same 400 conditions here, but no tornado, and why? And so, I mean, we've come a long way, I think, from when I grew up, you know, where they used to say open the window and all this and stuff that they know now is not even true. And so, and it's just one of those things that you look at and you sit there and you just thank God every day you're on your two feet and you're alive and you don't have issues. I mean, my parents' house got hit by lightning and bang. I mean, it's amazing how quickly that stuff just like, yeah, now we have to go through, and they had to go through everything. Like, they had to literally check every single wire and basically replace almost every wire in the house and all this stuff. And, well, God, I haven't seen your parents at home. No, our house got hit by lightning. Yeah, they had to go through and have all this stuff cleaned. I mean, it's amazing how something that, like, bam, 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 2/10 of a second, bang, and you're displaced for 2 months. Stuff you never think about. But this is going to surprise people. Betsy DeVos, who's the new education secretary, I don't support her. I don't like her. My mom and sister don't, and they've been in the educational field. She's never been a teacher. She's never been. But
why don't they like her?
She has no experience. I guess I want to have someone. First of all, I don't want to have the Department of Education. I want to get rid of that thing. Yeah, first off, I want to get rid of it.
Trump. He has no political experience. That's why I voted for
him. Yeah. And that's, yeah, I mean, but my point is, folks, I'm not one of these super Republicans or super conservatives that's going to support 100% of everything Trump does. I mean, I know liberals out there that, okay, name something that Obama did that you disagreed with. Nothing. He didn't do anything. He was great. I'm like, okay, well, I can probably name something I disagreed with Trump, with Obama, with Clinton, with Bush, with the Bush, with Reagan, with Carter, with Nixon, with Kennedy, with Lyndon B. Johnson. I can probably find something. I mean, you're full of it if you can't tell me, if you're going to tell me that You don't have one thing that you think Obama did, that there's nothing that you disagree with Obama on. I agree with Trump on a lot of issues, but I don't like this executive war thing where pretty soon it's going to be executive order war. Okay, well then, like if someone goes, well, isn't it funny how now all these conservatives support executive orders, but they didn't? I said, it shouldn't be an executive order war. You know, I mean, if he has to do an executive order, okay. But when it gets to the point where then the next president, whoever comes in 8 years, they're just going to, okay, I didn't like what he did, so I'm going to executive order where everything he did. Instead of actually going through the, you know, Congress and Senate and going through the branches of government like it's designed, so you don't just have one person in power. I mean, there's certain things that that laws and the Constitution grant the president. Because, see, yeah, he's doing things that I support, but I still think it should go through the Congress and Senate, and they should vote on it, and it should come to his desk as a bill. And when it comes to his desk on a bill, then he signs it into law. I didn't. It wasn't that I was against executive ordering what Obama did, just because he executive ordered it. Even if it was something I supported, I'd still say, yeah, I support what he's wanting to do, but it should go through the House and Senate and the branches of government like it's supposed to. You know. But, you know, because I have a bunch of very, very left friends, very left friends, and, you know, and they kind of don't know what to think of me, because I'm not like 100% one way or the other, you know. It's not like, okay, well, Bush was the greatest president and I liked everything he did, you know, because that's what a lot of people think, because I don't like Obama. But, you know, I mean, we gotta, like Piers Morgan said, okay, quit the whining and the bitching. A lot of people, Trump got elected because there were a crap ton of people that I'm not gonna have a sign up in my front lawn. I'm not gonna have all the bull crap. I'm not gonna get into arguments with people. I'm just gonna make my voice heard on election day. And that's what happened. Because Obama may be seen as one of the greatest presidents. I don't know how, considering over 70% said the country's going in the wrong direction. It's nice to have a president that, okay, Iran, someone who I hate and hates us. Okay, yeah, they're going against the UN treaties and all the stuff that we've signed. Okay, well, I'm putting you on notice. You want to go? You want to throw down? Let's go. You know, I'm not going to be like Obama. You try to do something to us, you're going to get bombed. Not that we want to go to war, but you know, what do they teach you in karate? Like, karate is like the last thing you want to do. If all else fails and you cannot disarm a situation, then you fight. Then you try to take the person down as safely as possible and dismantle the situation. Karate is not about, okay, let me just find people and kick their butt and, you know, knock them in the head and beat them up and break their legs. No. It's about, okay, if this guy comes up to you and he won't let you go and he won't stop pounding you and he starts attacking you, okay, then this is how you defuse the situation. You take him down and you say, okay, hey, you know, you put his arm behind his back and you, okay, ah, oh yeah, see, you want to, you know, I'm not going to play. Okay, I tried to be nice and just, but you wanted to fight, so I just defused the situation and showed you that I would take you down and I'm better and, you know, the David to the Goliath. You may think you're Goliath, but I'm David and I got a sling and a stone. You know, I never thought I'd see a day in my country where they would be offended and have to take down the American flag and put up a UN flag. Never thought I would ever see that in my country. Never thought I would have seen it, but then I would have never would have thought this. On a middle school student was attacked on a bus for wearing a Make America Great hat. I mean, first of all, and if I was my kid and I was a parent, I'd be like, okay, well, supposedly the kids have been disciplined. They didn't say what. I'm like, what? Okay, don't do that again. I hope, at least, because if that was my kid, I'd be suing the school. Because, you know, the whole point of a school system is to provide a safe environment. I mean, if I feel like I'm being threatened at work, I can sue. Because the work, like Comfort Keepers, has to be able to, or any place has to be able to offer you a safe work environment. I mean, if Iran shoots a nuclear missile and bombs the place, there's nothing, I mean, it's not like, you know, you wouldn't even be alive, but, you know, I mean, being in realistic terms, you know, they have a right to provide a safe place. And I'm wondering to see, you know, I'm looking into see what the punishment was, because in the three articles I found, it was kind of the same thing. And that's one thing I've noticed when I've done this show. When I look up an article, I want to find out more about this or about that. I'll find like five news agencies that have the same article. Like one company does the article and then they ship it out. And so it's like, okay, well, the information I'm wanting, I can't find because I found six articles on this, but it's the exact same article, word for word. And what I want is not in this article. So, hey. But, I mean, were you anti-racist bigot because you want to have a wall built? Okay, well, what do you mean? Trump just wants to continue Bill Clinton's legacy of building a wall and making America better. Because if you want to do the math, folks, it's $10 billion to build the wall. $10 billion. Sounds like a lot of money, right? Well, $113 billion is what it costs every year to support illegals. What I want to do is I want to find out how I can be registered as a foreign college student. I'm going to find out how I can be registered as a foreign college student so I can go down to where you get your Medicaid and Medicare benefits and go down there and I get my little debit card. And I forget what my mom, they get like $600 every month on that card to go buy things they need. It's given to them through the government because they're a foreign exchange student kind of. They're from, let's say, like Japan or China or France or whatever, and they come here to go to school.
Come back here.
Seriously.
Go to school.
Seriously, they're getting benefits I can't get. I'm a U.S. born citizen and I couldn't get help. Oh yeah, I get help. Well, here's your the details. Here's your wait, let me see here, sir. This is the booklet. This is the 117 pages of your student loans. What it is, sir, is you won't have to pay these back until you get out of school, and you'll have a 6-month grace period after school before you have to start paying these back. And it's going to be at a 14.99% interest. And then that's a varying interest depending on, you know, the markets and everything like that. So, you know, so you should be expecting to have $72,452.33 is what you're going to pay by the time you finish paying off your student loans. Really? Well, this person over here, she's getting $600 a month from the government because she's a foreign student and she ain't paying it back. What the heck? I was born here and I'm not even, you know, like one of my friends joked, he goes, where do I sign up to be an illegal? Well, here's the problem we have, though. There was a guy that in Indianapolis, he was a test preparer, and this person, okay, they're claiming like 20 kids on their tax return. And in some cases, every kid didn't even live in the U.S. But they were claiming them. They got like $30,000 tax returns. He found out that, okay, these like seven kids were claimed on like five different tax returns. And he was red flagging. Nothing was being done. And it was happening in Indianapolis, my home turf, my home area, my homeland, where I'm from. I sit there and like, oh, sir, you're going to owe $500. Okay, well then, how can I change my name to Juan Gonzalez Martinez Menendez so I can claim about 75,000 of these immigrants and put them on my tax return? Hey, how you doing? What's your kid's name? Okay, I'm going to write him down. You let me claim your kids, man. I'll split the money with you. I mean, I guess I don't see the benefits for the people that are born here. I see the benefits for every other person that sneaks across the border. But if I want to get a benefit, just to let you know, if you take this benefit, if you make more than $7,000 a year, you're going to have to pay that back. Okay, well, forget that because I already make more than that. I mean, a lot of these benefits that they have for Americans are entrapments. That's why Democrats are voting for. That's why they're getting the black people. They want to vote these because I'm getting all these benefits from the government. Well, yeah, they entrap you because once you get in, you can't get out. Because I looked into one of them, and this guy goes, well, if you're going to pay this much in rent, you need to be making way more than the maximum they allow. You won't be able to make it. Okay. Enough about that, folks. I'm going to get into some... It's great. I love it. It's looking good. The English Premier League. We're in sixth with 45 points. And if we can get 3 points and win, we can get ahead of Arsenal and be in fourth place. That is if Arsenal doesn't win and if Arsenal and Liverpool lose, we can move up. So, and it's looking really, really good for us. And I think we have a chance to, I really do think we have a chance to get in the Champions League next year. And that was my goal this year. If we could magically win the Premier League this year and win the title and all that, you know, I think we have a good chance of getting the, you know, doing a two-peat and repeating as FA Cup champions. I truly think that's very, very feasible. And it's just, I'm excited, you know, because I just feel like the team is... None of the teams, except for maybe Chelsea, is perfect. And even Chelsea's not perfect. And I'm just excited. But I thought that at the beginning of the season, my goal would be to have the team get into the top four to be in the Champions League. So, and it's just amazing. And you can't have a night like tonight without remembering February 6th of 1958. And the Munich air disaster of Manchester United as they went off to Belgrade to play the Yugoslavian team. And we all know what happened. There was big, if you ever get a chance, watch the movie United. It's based on the Munich air disaster. And there's a bunch of, they went through like amazing details to make sure everything happened. And like there was a lot of people like, why didn't you stand up? Why didn't you say something? Why didn't you try to keep this because the Premier League, the football, English football didn't want them to go. And, you know, Matt Busby, we got to do this. We got to play and all this stuff. And when they were leaving the Belgium airport, when they were leaving Belgrade, they landed in Munich. And when they tried to take off in Munich, of course, we all know the plane crashed on takeoff. And Geoff Bent and Mark Jones, Roger Byrne, Billy Whelan, Tommy Taylor, David Pegg, Duncan Edwards, and Eddie Coleman were the amazing players that Manchester United lost that day, and they were just incredible. They were called Bugsby's Babes, as they're affectionately known, and they were just. I mean, and I said this I think last year, it'd be like taking, like. Alabama's football team and having them play the New England Patriots or even, you know, probably and you know, the odds of Alabama beating the Patriots would be slim and none. I mean, they were like one of the best teams. There was no team close to them. Yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those things that when you look at it, it was just amazing, you know, to see where we are now from what happened. Because there was talk of there not even being a football club. And they kept it going. And it just makes you think how quickly. That's why. Live your life and enjoy your life and do what you want to do. I mean. I always tell people, you got to find the wife that lets you be who you are. And, you know, I know so many people, little early Valentine's Day rant that, like, you know, that always complain. I'm like, okay, well, if you know, if you're not going to be with someone that lets you be who you are and what you love and what you're into, then it's not the right one. You know, she's going to complain or piss and moan about everything, and no. I mean, I know for a fact I've been with people that, like, and I'll try to be nice about this, but they'd be like, okay, I don't care if it's 1983 at the Spectrum in Philadelphia. I don't care if it's in Soldier's Field in 94. I don't care if it's in Alpine Valley in 89. Okay, it's Tennessee effing Jet. I've heard that song 50. Well, every time they played it, was totally different. They went from Tennessee Jet into Cumberland Mine into this into whatever. You know, I've been around people that are like, I don't want to, if I have to hear the Grateful Dead again, I swear I'm going to break the CD in half. I'm going to throw it across. Okay. You know, but I guess you don't get it when I wanted to go see Rush and I find out later that I'm glad I didn't see more than one show, because except for maybe the closer that they played this is the first set and this is the second set. And it's, they play these songs and that's it. So if you, like, because we have people that went to the show, oh, yeah, oh, I've already seen them three times this year, yeah. I won't tell you what they play. I already know what they play. I'm like, what are you, I don't know. To me, if I go to a concert and I already know what they're going to play, it's like when you go to a Grateful Dead show and it's like, you will not believe it. They played Addicts in My Life. They haven't played that in like 5 years. Holy cow. And it was incredible, and you never knew what was going to happen. And you can, I guess that's why, because someone asked me one time, so what is, besides it being a fan, what is a deadhead? I'm like, well, deadhead is someone that when you went, you may have, you were your, they didn't care. They're just there that you're there to have a great time. If you, okay, there's, if you drop $10 bill, here you go. Here, you drop this. Oh, where are you from? I'm from Indiana. No way, I'm from Rockford, Loves Park, Illinois. Near Chicago? I know where that is. It's like 3 hours from me. No way. And you exchange information, and you talk, and you write. And it's not caring about anything. 90 seconds left. It's not about being, you know, a Republican or Democrat or white or black. It's about you're there for just to have a good time and be there for people. And yeah, I may buy a beer off of someone, but I may sell a bracelet. You know, you would kick people back in the scene. You'd sit there and like, you may buy something off of this person, but then someone might buy something off of you. And it was just, you know, and if you can't find someone that respects what you're into, you know, I don't expect, you know, like I expect my wife to have her own things and things that she's into and things that she loves, or you should expect your wife to have different likes and dislikes than you, but, you know, you should be able to be enough to say, okay, honey, see, you can't have two televisions. If you don't really like a show, like I love Big Bang Theory now just because of my wife. I think that show is hilarious. I would have never found that if it wasn't for my wife. But if there's something that I really want to watch, she understands the concept that she can go upstairs and turn on the TV and watch if she's not really into it.
Or the concept
of watching something different. Yeah, or I can say, okay, I'll record it and watch it later. Okay. And now, with a firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives are for. Until next Thursday in 2 days, good night, God bless, and goodbye.